Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM here on Sheffield Live.
Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airways. 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
There's all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at Sheffield Live.
Dot org. Yep, Sheffield. It is I, the Trev. Sweaty Betty, a.k.a. I only just got in the studio at the very last minute, but I'm here, so tough. I'm also freshly grumpy because I turned 60 a couple of days ago, so now I don't believe anything. I don't believe it. However, this old man, apparently, is broadcasting live from Sheffield Live Towers right now on the flipping airwaves. How did that happen? Oh, getting too old for this. No, it's great fun, great fun. So what are you up to this week? It keeps raining in Sheffield. What's the weather like where you are? Is it crap like it is here? Or is it brilliant? Let us know by the normal modes of communication, like telepathy. Alternatively, you can send me an email on dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk. Or, if you're really old-fashioned, what about a text? You can send me a text, 0790-264-2755. Or if you really must, but this is not in any way recommended, put a message on that fashbutt rubbish, you know, that social media platform that seems to be run by Nazis these days. Oh. And if I see it, highly unlikely, I might read it out on the air. Anyway, communicate by whichever method you prefer. Diversity is our superpower. And if anybody disagrees, they could go back themselves. Okay, first up you heard For Michael by Animat, which was number 97 in our festive 33 for 2024. And as the listener will know, if you add all those numbers together and divide them by your shoe size, the number you end up with has no significance whatsoever. Right, moving on. Music or poetry? Poetry or music?
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Teenag. Their move. A woman is trapped in a hotel room. David Attenborough eulogises Coral from a mid-range smart TV. Beyond the heavy curtains, a city riots and burns. Your move. This is not a game. Teenag. Without irony, a school of game design. Their move. A diver 4 inches from an anemone films clownfish for the BBC. The making of people 4 feet further back. And further still, 2 tourists and a plastic bag drift by. At least one person present is a spy. Your move. Living. Dying. Not a game. Shield your lover. Not a game. Feed your children. Make that sparse change every day. Their move. The message in the letter drop leaks medical research, funded by one government, ignored by another, stolen by a third. None of the three actually caring if 6% of patients can't breathe unassisted. Your move. In the reality, not a game. In the realization, not a game. No referee, no umpire. Not a game. No mail on Sunday match report. Not a game. Not a sport. Their move. Adamson is not called agent anymore. Patient. Assistant draws blood, walks away. His head remembers days stabilizing and destabilizing governments in that same city where the woman, trapped, peers nervously from a hotel room window. Your move. Playing by the rules? Not a game. Choose regulations to suit your heart. Give 11,110%. Play poker. Everyone else advancing cautious pawns. Leave the field. Not a game. It has always been your move. The game so long underway. This is not a game. Player one. Prepare to play.
Wow! Poetry! It's the new rock and roll! Music sucks! Disgust! musicians, they're all show-offs anyway, aren't they? I mean, poets are really modest people by nature. Or are they? Anyway, you heard Teenag by Ian Badko. Poetry! Words! We don't need music! It was number 98 in that end-of-year chart thing that I keep banging on about. Right, one more from the chart and then all hell will probably break loose. I'm in my 60s now, I can do what I like.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
You own the schools, you read the papers, you're treated like fools, dumbed down the nation. Is this what you want? Apathy said, take it easy, man. I can't be bothered, you see. I've got no action plan. I've lost the hunger. I've lost the belly to fight. I've no reason to complain. I only comply. Relax and I chill out with no questions why. Dumbed down the nation, is that all that you get? No questions nor answers are asked or set. Now stand to attention and do as you're told. You might get a pension if you live to be old, but only enough to merely exist, because you never took action or tried to resist. You followed the leaders and you never broke rank, and all of your savings are safe in the bank. I said, dumb down the nation, who's in control? Who set the agendas to do as you're told? Don't teach your children to read. Oh no, nothing at all. Just give them widescreen telly and the media control.
Poetry, it's new rock and roll, even in mono. Oh yeah, I'm not sure how that came out in mono. That might have been from a video camera. Oh well, I usually double the tracks up, but maybe I forgot. Anyway, brilliant, isn't it? You heard Dumb Down the Nation by Dwayne Reed. That was number 99 in our totally random and unscientific end of year chart. So, that's the end of the festive 33 for 2024. I've been doing 3 tracks from it every week that I've been in, and we finally now got through the 99, so I must have done 33 shows. I haven't missed a few because of job interviews, or it was too hot, or I wasn't well, but I've done most of the shows this year. Pretty good. Pretty good attendance. Tick the register. Right, so, in end of October, beginning of November sort of time, I'll be doing another end-of-year chart for this year. And it will roughly reflect how many times I have played an artist during the year. I'm a bit behind on my paperwork, so it will take me a while to add it up. But it is totally random and unscientific. But it does feature people with some connection to Diversity Fest. Diversity Fest this year will be our last. It's our 10th birthday. It'll be our last because we don't have enough people to run it. I think when we started out, we had about 6 or 7 people involved. For the last couple of years, we've had 2 or 3 people involved, and it's just too much work for me, and I want to do some other things. So, come, please, Saturday, 27th of September, at the old junior school in Sharrow, 1 to 7pm, free entry. There are dance and music performances, probably join-in sessions with the dancers as well, if you want to get some exercise and look cool. Anyway, come along. I'll tell you more about it at the time. It's about 3 weeks away, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Better pay for the insurance this weekend. Okay, so let's have something else. No idea what this is. Oh, yeah. Last week at my birthday party, there were some really talented people, and one or two of them feature in this show. So have a listen. See if you know who they are. They're great.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again. And download the podcast.
There's a grey cloud that follows you everywhere. At least that's what you seem to think. You act like there's nothing and nobody cares. You put yourself out to the rain. You think that your life is a terrible joke and you're playing a dangerous game. You stagger around in the wind and the smoke, but you let yourself out of the rain. Stare at the sky with your eyes on fire, burning everything in your sights. Wish you had wings that could take you higher, tear off into the night. Don't lose your thunder, don't throw it away. Don't lose your thunder. You might need it someday. You steal all your joy like a thief in the night. Come on down from your blood-spattered throne. Stay away from the creeps that are bleeding you dry. That could take you higher, tear off into the night. Don't lose your thunder, don't throw it away. Don't lose your thunder. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. Thunder.
Music lives. So does poetry. You heard Don't Lose Your Thunder by that Carl Lampofo and Rob Tirana. Now that Carl Lampofo sometimes listens to the show. He's been on it many times and he was at my birthday party playing at the open mic. Be like Carl. Hooray! Right, now we'll have something else by somebody... Oh, this next act features someone who's there in a different combination. Wow, you'll like this.
All of it except the stones, jewels fallen from cloud colored, wearing medals of lichen, and under cold time.
Warm these stones, the summer spirit.
Ah, it helps if you put the fader up, Trev, doesn't it? Yay! Wasn't that brilliantastic? You heard Arbor Low by Army of Briars. Now then, Army of Briars is a trio that includes Tim and Julie Cole. And Tim and Julie Cole played at my birthday party last week, and they were fabulous. Excellent. Right, so about... Thank you to Adam, who put on the event at Mandala last week. That's really lovely of him. And everybody that came along. We had cake. Not very much cake, because I couldn't get the cake in time. We did have a lot of booze, though. That was nice, too. And we had lots of wonderful performances. So, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Last week, I was on the open mic timetable to do a sort of 15-minute DJ set, but I was too busy talking, so it didn't happen. Anyway, it is. You will hear it now, because it was mainly pre-recorded poetry and tracks by some of the people that might have played at the open mic. I'm going to play it now and have a sleep. In fact, I could eat an entire cake in 21 minutes, although we're not allowed to eat in the studio. Right, put that fader down. Where's the cake?
Sappho in synchronicity. Alarming that youth should mellow out so, much of a muchness in dramatic bathos, yet fetched by the fragrance of hers foreign fraternity, as Sappho's sylphs shortcut smut in serene synchronicity.
the coffee if you like.
Don't be a silly willow. But I'm no match for you. Poverty, living in a squat, breeds the most unrealistic fantasies of the imagination. If only it was now, in 2 years' time, I would have a sporting chance, but now I realise it's stupid to think that you would ever consider me. The schoolboy crush on teacher appears again in all its glorious, ridiculous correctness. Even so, I cannot help but hope.
2, 3, 4. No shame. No shame. No shame.
Living this way, we know it's more than okay.
No shame.
Being different, authentic and innocent.
No shame.
Talking like this, it might start a crisis.
A new name, an old thought. Longing, your warm, grasping softness, opaque and long that darkness, like the gloves of deepest black. Trailing waterfall hair of lust, trailed round those eyes, that mouth, a crinkled semen-stained scarf. Returned by hope to be loaned again, this time long-term as a new devotion. As permanent as our tights are laddered. Daydreaming of your exhausted heat, toes peep from covers and flirt, as I recall, nocturnal squeaks. Sucked into this whirlpool of ineptitudes solely because I want you, with commitment, without the previous denial of embarrassment.
I don't care what your name is, what colour your face. I don't mind what your game is, your religion or race. Ain't no higher power should tear us apart. After all, we'll beat the same heart. I don't mind your persuasion, who floats your boat, your orientation, or which way you vote. We should all pull together and show that we care. After all, we all breathe the same air. So be nice to each other, help each other along. This shouldn't need saying, in the words of a song. We all live together under the same sky. So why, oh why can't we live and let live?
Poem for a born date. Missing you calm, near, this date of your birth. For almost 7 years you've loved me, out of 23, for which there's no song. Haven't heard, so presuming happy, your critical phase in Israel, with your lover firmly secure, everything cross that joy is. Grateful that you were born to befriend my manic mind. What a difference it would have made if you weren't here, never met me. Special always, your cuddles smile and the occasional soothing kisses. Passionate anger from the past put aside to celebrate your life. My trite rhyme, like those in cards, conveying loving best wishes. Always my friend, take care, just want to say I love you. Again, stay with us and applaud your kindness, celebrate our sharing.
Share this cruel world. I know you don't wanna talk to me.
This kangaroo's no bedhopper. Grateful for your love, your wonderful presence, but bitch for inviting the truth of my lonely frown to this party. Angered as you flirt without meaning it, valued but hurting with your horniness. Don't mock me, you're important. My slut doesn't dominate, but celebrate sex without guilt, able to accept my love of both, free from prejudices, guilty hate. You can accept my joyous freedom and this real passion for you, indebted for your caring, distant geographically and sexually, but who knows what future.
They say we are divided, but I think most would agree. We don't think being sick or poor is criminality. We don't think social services matter less than Elon's toys. We need homes for the homeless, hope for future girls and boys. And if we had a party, just some fun for joyful sake, we would not go dancing roughshod over someone else's wake. And though divisions there are many, if you scroll the metaverse, some of us know there can be better times and don't want to make it worse.
Our grieving ritual disguised as love. Dead and gone, strange remembering your toothbrush, the significance of where it sleeps. On whose sink next? Too obsessive, circling the joints of each other's fingers, checking and rechecking that we were still there, together only in our grief. Mismatched apart from mutual loss, your lover was my closest friend. Interchangeable terms, perhaps, metaphysically synonymous in love. Passion from death always was a non-runner.
I just hope I float.
the obvious becomes mythical only through our tunnel vision. Struck by the sight of pear trees, their unlikely existence as incorporeal as unicorns, yet silently there, unnoticed in their giving. No sentimental reproductive rubbish about bringer of life and bearer of fruit, just simply reaching out, offering us visual, not calorific, nourishment, without the human worries of reciprocity. Selfless, without blowing its own trumpet, the pear tree stands observing the ridiculousness of human greed, without point scoring by criticism.
Wow! Awesome! I do love long tracks. Ah, you heard 60th Birthday Mix by Trevolution? Wonder who that could be. Which was my debut pre-recorded open mic DJ set, which didn't quite happen at Mandala last Friday. Mainly because I was too busy socialising and chatting. Drinking, I suspect, as well. Thank you for all the bottles of wine, people. That's nice. And the chat, that was good too. And the chocolates. And the wonderful music and poetry. Oh yeah, I should have a 60th birthday every week. I should have a birthday every year. I'll never catch on, will it? Anyway, the good news is I'll probably be doing another event at Mandala later in the year, perhaps in November. It will feature a bit of an open mic and a couple of booked acts. It'll be free and it'll have nothing to do with my birthday, but the lovely Adam said I could do something there later in the year if I would like. And I would like. So I'll tell you about that. Diversity First in 3 weeks' time. Let's do that first. And then when I stop being giddy after that, we can have a think about a November event. Would you come to it? Let us know. Anyway, right. So fast running at a show, really. You do when you play 20-minute tracks. So let's have... These people are there in another combination too. Thank you. Fabulicious. Ooh. You heard Music Feeds by the Skin Tones. Now, some of the Skin Tones were there at Mandala on Friday, performing as their other band. Right, I'll now play out with Gender Babylon by The Bleeding Obvious. See you next week. Keep it diverse. I'm going off to an event at Western Park now. I think I've got the right day. See you next week.
Night she wore the dress, put those closet fears to the test, stepping outside with the wind on her face, up at three in a club someplace, dance the night away, dance the pain away, chameleon by day, herself by night, then at the end when the shutters come down, it's back to the daytime job in town. At home, hiding the clothes, changing lay-bys, hidden by the shadows. The other day she came out to a friend, someone else who thinks it's a trend, hoping for the courage to go see a man who can maybe help her form a plan. Strength is elusive, days are draining, painfully aware that time is passing. Time is passing. Children stop and stare because of the fear inside her. And the implication is that now she's crossed the line, she's neither. Because it's not a phase, it's not a craze. New attitudes and platitudes. Keep hanging on, be set upon. Your friends are gone for Gender Babylon. For Gender Babylon. And the days are long, but the nights are long. Days are long, but I'm getting stronger. She won and lost and she won again. The question wasn't if, but a definite when. Jennifer, Emily, Zoe or Lisa, pick a name and hope it suits you. Losing friends, unwanted attention, losing family with marital tension. Never can stop coming out. The history's stabbing at your heels throughout. Why couldn't we?